shelter insurance agent Ryan Witt, and Gunter Construction. Now let's go courtside for Panther Classic basketball action on the Fox 96.9.
All right, Dylan, thank you very much, and it's a great pleasure to be here to be able to broadcast these games this week from the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic. My first year to be able to do these games, and we've got some good matchups tonight. It'll be the first game. We'll get to see the best team of the state in Class 1. That's the Norwood Pirates. They're 16-1 on the season. Their only loss was to Stratford by 6, 56-50. Meanwhile, Mountain Grove knocked off Liberty last night, and we'll come back and try and do the same thing and pull a big upset here in night number 2. Mountain Grove is 8-8 on this basketball season. And the second game tonight will feature the West Plains Zizzers playing the Marshfield Blue Jays, and that game, like all the games from the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy tournament here, are going to be brought to you on the Fox 96.9, and so that game will follow this one about 20 minutes later. Let's take a break, and we'll have the starters and the tip-off. It should be a good game to start things tonight. Norwood Pirates and the Mountain Grove Panthers, and we're back in 3 minutes on the Fox.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
See Agent Stephen Gunn, 9807 East 20th Street, Mountain Grove, or call 417-926-4900.
The Grove Family Restaurant is proud to sponsor the Mountain Grove Panthers. Come and enjoy good old home cooking for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast is served all day, as well as daily specials and Fish Fry Fridays. Open Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9, and Sunday, 6 to 3. For great service and food, visit the Grove Family Restaurant at 2130 Main Street in Mountain Grove.
Ready to build your barn dominium? Need a pole barn? Or want to change the siding or roof on your current structure? Gunter Construction can help you with all your construction needs. With over 25 years of experience, specializing in wood and frame construction and metal siding, Gunter Construction will use their knowledge to get you the building you want and deserve. Give Gunter Construction a call at 417-464-0492 for your next project. Gunter Construction is proud to be a sponsor of the Norwood Pirates.
Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville, is proud to be a sponsor of Hartville Eagle Basketball. At Arnold Trucking and Excavating, they value each customer and work hard to make sure the job is done correctly and efficiently. Call them at 417-718-2206 to see how they can help with all of your hauling and dirt work needs. Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville. Go Eagles!
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
We're ready to go here in Mountain Grove, and it'll be top seed Norwood going up against the home standing Mountain Grove Panthers. Panthers will be in the white. They'll be the home team on the scoreboard, despite Norwood being a higher seed. But the tip is won by the Norwood Pirates. Their starting five are Cooper Vaughn and Peyton McDerris at the guards. They are as good a pair of guards you're going to find anywhere in this half of the state of Missouri. And Norwood has it. They're in the black with blue alley-oop. Back door tipped up, no good. They tried to get the back door lob to Bradshaw, but he couldn't handle the pass. Panthers at the other end. Travel violation will be called as they brought it up quick. Destin Unger with the turnover, and it'll be Pirate basketball in the backcourt. Pirates have had a few close games, and they did lose. They're a tough out. Right corner, wide open three is up and good. And that was, that did count four of three. And so Vaughn with the bucket makes it 3-0 in the left corner. Curl over the top, pull up, little float shot is up and in. That's Brady Emery with his first basket. At the point, quick shot. Three is launched, no good. Off the mark, tipped to the corner, picked up by the Pirates. And Cooper Vaughn has it. Vaughn over on the wing. Cross-court pass. Now out to the point. Noah Drake with it. Dribbles to the corner. Kicks it to the left corner. One dribble in. 16-footer for a two is up and good by Carter Kelly. Kelly got that first bucket, the three, so he has all 5 points, and it's a 5-2 ball game. Mountain Grove with a pass in the middle, tipped to the far corner, into the post, one bounce, up, drive, charge, and that'll be against the Panthers. That's one of those guards doing what they do. That time, it was Peyton McDerris, I believe, that drew the charge, and it was. First foul call for Mountain Grove's Sam Peterson. Now Norwood in the front court, way out on the right wing with a high lofting three, no good. Rebound, though, put up by the Pirates inside, no good. Put up again, no good, but a foul will be called. And that will be against Mountain Grove with 5:53 to play in the first quarter. Second foul call on Sam Peterson for the Panthers. So that's a problem for them, and the Pirates go to the line. They're up 5-2. First free throw try, no good. Cooper Vaughn at the line. He'll get one more for the Norwood Pirates, who are having a great follow-up season to a great year last year. Next try is no good. 0 for 2, but the rebound taken down by Norwood, they'll control with Carter Kelly. Back out, McDerris on the left side. Peyton McDerris to the high post. Bradshaw to the corner. They'll cut off the dribble ball, knocked away out of bounds. Good defensive play that time by the Panthers to get a hand on that by Aiden Estep. And now it'll be Norwood ball with 5:39 to go. First quarter, Pirates have it. On the left side, Carter Kelly, cross-court pass on the right wing. Back to Kelly on the left side. He likes to shoot the three. There's another one. That's off the mark, picked up by the Panthers. They're on the run, 2-on-2 all the way. Left-hand layup off the glass, good. Cale Gardner with a bucket for the Panthers. They haven't set their starting five. There's an offensive foul against Norwood. And that time, their big postman, Gunnar Bradshaw, just put a shoulder into the defender and knocked him to the floor. And he has his first foul. Full court pressure by Norwood. They love to do this. They're good at it. Grove beats the press, feeds it to the middle. Here's Essep in the middle. Hesitates, goes up and scores. That's Cale Gardner. Cale Gardner with his second bucket. He has 4 points, 6-5, and the Panthers have the lead. On the baseline, here's a ball. Oh, that's going to be a blocking foul call on Aiden Estep for the Mountain Grove Panthers. That'll be his first foul. 4:47 to go in the first quarter here from Mountain Grove. On the inbound play, Norwood will trigger from the left of their own basket. Inside cut, good feed, layup, no good. Good design play, but they couldn't finish it with the lay-in. And now back come the Mountain Grove Panthers at the left point. Fake the shot and step over. Pull up. 13-foot jumper is no good. In and out by Gardner. And now back the other way. McDerris has it. Keeps it on the deck. All the way to the rim. Lays it up and good. They didn't stop the ball, so McDerris just took it all the way in there. Ball tipped out of bounds at midcourt. 7-6 is the score. And it looks like Norwood now is going to go to a half-court trap. And so let's see how the Panthers handle this. Let's see if they get someone in the middle. They do, and he has it at the free throw line. To the right wing, wide open shot for a three. Won't go. Ball is tipped out of bounds. We'll get an over-the-back foul call on Norwood, though, on the rebound. That would appear from way up here to be on 11. That's Noah Drake. That's his first foul. I'm broadcasting from the, I don't know if you've ever seen this place, but you got to see this place. They have got a basketball palace here in Mountain Grove. It is something else. And I'm broadcasting from the mezzanine level. I love this. Here's a pass to the middle, now out to the corner. Grove will work it to the middle. Baseline move, drive in all the way, high off the glass, up and good. Nice move that time by Aiden Estep. Now the long baseball pass. They beat the Panthers down the floor, but they turn it over, picked off by Mountain Grove. Second Norwood turnover. We get a blocking foul call on the Pirates. As the Panthers got the ball in the front court with Cale Gardner, and he drew the foul. So 3:33 to go, and we get our first time out of the ball game. And the Mountain Grove Panthers, the homestanding team who are coming off a win last night, are leading this one over top-ranked Norwood 8-7. And we're back in 30 seconds on the Fox.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
See Agent Stephen Gunn, 9807 East 20th Street, Mountain Grove, or call 417-926-4900.
Dylan Grove's engineers, the broadcast tonight, both of them for that matter. Game two, we'll have Marshfield against West Plains. We'll have that here on the Fox. All the games this week are on the Fox. This is game number three. Mountain Grove, the host team on offense. Lob pass inside, pump fake, ball lost, picked up inside. They'll now lose it. Norwood with a steal. Long pass up the floor. Right-hand driving layup is too hard. Rebound taken by the Panthers. Front court, left baseline, all the way in. They'll trap the ball, bounce pass to the high post. Into the middle, Unger to the corner. Baseline jump shot, no good. Rebound to Norwood. They come up the right sideline with Carter Kelly in the middle. Here's a drive ball. It is partially blocked, but a foul will be called on Mountain Grove. Cooper Vaughn was driving and drew the foul, so he'll shoot two. It's the first foul call on Eli Golden for the Mountain Grove Panthers. The starters were Destin Unger, Brody Emery, Cale Gardner, Aiden Estep, and Sam Peterson. And now that will change as Mountain Grove will put Brady Anderson in the ballgame at a guard spot. Free throw is good. So Cooper Vaughn with two free throws there makes it a 9-8 ball game. Norwood on top. At half court, bad pass over the top stolen by Norwood. That's what they thrive on. Now in the front court, ball tipped away out of bounds. Panthers commit their fourth turnover here in the first. Pirates have one. And Norwood basketball on the far side. They'll toss it way to the backcourt. 9-8 Pirates, and they have the basketball. At the point, straight man-to-man, it looks like being played by Mountain Grove. Mountain Grove in the white with maroon trim. Shot for three, left wing, good. Noah Drake with the three from the left side all the way in. Here's a drive through the defense, up and good by Brody Emery, who just split the D and shot a layup. And now ball tipped out front, stolen. Coast to coast, layup is good off the turnover. Kale Gardner's got 6 points for Mountain Grove here in the first quarter. Pirates on offense. Ball stolen again. Toss up ahead. Right hand layup is good. Aiden Estep. And timeout called by Norwood. Nice run by the Panthers here as they take a 14-12 lead. Our broadcast is brought to you in part by the Grove Family Restaurant, State Farm agent Stephen Gum, and I can say I broadcast the game where Stephen Gum set the Willow Springs High School scoring record for a game. I believe he had 56 at Seymour. I know where it was, but the point total I'm kind of iffy with. 53-56, right? It was crazy. I'll never forget that. Also brought to you by Grove Pet Supply, Oak Star Bank, S&M Butcher Shop, along with our Hartville sponsors, Arnold Trucking and Excavating. I know the Arnold family. They are great folks. Shelter Insurance, Ryan Wynn, your agent, and Norwood Gunter Construction. We're ready to roll. It's Norwood basketball in the backcourt. They're down 14-12, first quarter. 1:35 to go. Left wing. Drive to the left baseline. Drake up and under with the left-hand shot. No good. Tip long out to the right wing and picked up by Brody Emery. Emery drives in, bounces to the right corner. No shot for Estep. He has to pick up the dribble. Hands it back. Now they'll reset with Cale Gardner. He'll pull it way out on the right side. Now it's the point. Cooper Horning, who's in the ballgame now for Mountain Grove. Curl over the top by Estep. In stops. Cross-court pass. Bad pass. Stolen. Taken away by Norwood. Front court, far left corner. Open three. It's up and good. And we've got a hobbled player. The basket was a three by Andrew Bradshaw for Norwood. They stopped the game because one of the Panther players seemed to have an issue, but not the case. So we go back to play. 15-14 now. Norwood on top with a minute to go. Opening quarter. Cale Gardner in the backcourt. Good wraparound bounce pass to the front court. In the middle, good pass Estep. Across, layup is good. Wide open on the opposite side. Eli Golden with his first basket. 16-15. Low block, left point. Open, fire it for a three for Norwood. That's up and good again by Andrew Bradshaw. Pace picking up, 18-16. Bad pass in the backcourt. Stolen by Norwood. Down the middle, Drake, left quarter, open shot, Bradshaw, another three. This one's in and out, rebounded by Mountain Grove. They're down by two with 10 seconds to go in the quarter, all the way in, right-hand scoop shot. No good, foul on the shot. And that'll put Mountain Grove on the free throw line. I think they're going to call Gary Williams for the foul for the Norwood Pirates. It'll be his first. Two shots for the shooter, Brody Emery, who has 4 points here in quarter number one. First free throw is no good off the mark. Checking in for Mountain Grove. Is J.P. Dickey, a 6'3 sophomore. Free throw again, no good. Rebound long to the corner. A lot of time left up the right side. Here's Norwood up ahead. Here's the whistle and a blocking foul with 2.3 seconds to go as they gave the ball to Peyton McDerris, and he just took off down the floor. And a blocking foul will be the call. Be two shots with 2.3 seconds left. That's the first foul on Destin Unger for Mountain Grove. Left-hand shooter is Peyton McDerris. First free throw, arc high and good. Norwood will get Carter Kelly back in the ball game. He'll come in for Noah Drake. Next free throw, no good. Rebound, Unger. And from midcourt, shot is in the air in time and no good. That's the end of the first quarter. Good first quarter of basketball. Norwood Pirates with a 19-16 lead with Mountain Grove on the short end of it. And the second quarter is coming up in a minute. You're listening to the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The Grove Family Restaurant is proud to sponsor the Mountain Grove Panthers. Come and enjoy good old home cooking for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast is served all day, as well as daily specials and fish fry Fridays. Open Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9, and Sunday, 6 to 3. For great service and food, visit the Grove Family Restaurant at 2130 Main Street in Mountain Grove.
And we're back in Mountain Grove at the Family Pharmacy Classic. I'll tell you what, if you are too busy to go to the Grove Family Restaurant on Fish Fry Friday, you must have something really important to do. It ain't to be missed. Back to play. It's Mountain Grove basketball. Emery feeds back behind. Cale Gardner with a three. No good. Rebound to Norwood. They'll kick it out and go with it. Ball tipped away. Picked back up. Garris takes it in. Right hand reverse layup. No good. Shot by Williams on the backside on the offensive rebound. No good. But he got fouled and he'll shoot two. They got a little size that comes off the bench. They've got a little bit of size. It's nice to have a 6'4 postman and be able to replace him with a guy that's 6'5. Here's the free throw. First try, Williams, no good. Gary Williams. Not many teams have that luxury. Second try is good, and that makes it a 20-16 game. Against the press, 2-on-1 all the way. Unger in, whistle, offensive foul as he charged into Williams, who got back quickly on defense. And Destin Unger will pick up his second foul of the ball game. We play 30 seconds of quarter number two in night two of the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic. Over on the right side, good ball move to the baseline. Lean in. Kick it out. Now a drive by McDerris all the way with the left hand up and good. Peyton McDerris has five. It's 22-16. That's the biggest lead for either team so far. Grove front court to the point. Estep to the right point. Penetration into the lane and a blocking foul. One thing Mountain Grove's been able to do, they've been able to split this zone, split the defense in general for Norwood and get the ball to the basket. That foul is on Gary Williams. Hit quickly his second foul for Norwood. Mountain Grove basketball underneath. Underneath pass, trap, ball is up and good. They got the ball in and eventually Sam Peterson horsed the ball up to the basket and got it to go. 22-18, Norwood with a 4-point lead. And on the right side, ball is bounced out of bounds off a foot. It'll stay with the Norwood Pirates. Norwood just a few miles down the road from Mountain Grove, spitting distance. And we've got a good crowd to watch game one here tonight. Over on the left in the corner, wide open Carter Kelly for a three, good. He knows it when he lets go of it. 25-18. It's a 7-point game. Front court pass deflected out of bounds off the hands of Estep. And turnover on Mountain Grove will be their 7th for the first half. Norwood has 2. Norwood Pirates. On offense with Peyton McDerris popping out. There's Carter Kelly off a screen. Picks up the dribble, back out to McDerris at the right point. Popping out now, the postman will hand off Bradshaw. Bounce pass left corner, Carter Kelly. Mountain Grove closes on him quickly. Noah Drake over on the right wing. Here's an open three, and that's good by Peyton McDerris. 10-point game, and now the ball lost in the backcourt again by Mountain Grove. The pressure too much. Timeout Panthers with 5:48 to go in the first half. Norwood starting to take control. They lead it by 10, 28-18, and we're back in a minute on the Fox.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Ready to build your barn dominium? Need a pole barn? Or want to change the siding or roof on your current structure? Gunter Construction can help you with all your construction needs. With over 25 years of experience, specializing in wood and frame construction and metal siding, Gunter Construction will use their knowledge to get you the building you want and deserve. Give Gunter Construction a call at 417-464-0492 for your next project. Gunter Construction is proud to be a sponsor of the Norwood Pirates.
5:48 to play in the first half. Norwood basketball after the eighth turnover by Mountain Grove here in the first half. McDerris on the catch on the right side. Crossover dribble on the baseline. Kicks it. Skip pass to the left side in the left corner. It's an open three, and it's good by Cooper Vaughn. They've got three or four guys that can do that. And now another steal on the press. Vaughn takes it to the rim, lays it up and good. 31-18. No one getting in the middle for Mountain Grove. That's why it's tough to do anything here. They get it over the timeline, wrap around front court, bounce pass across Peterson underneath, triple team shot off the board, won't go. Rebound by Carter Kelly. Here comes Norwood. They travel with the basketball. Lost his balance. He's falling down. He tried to call time, but he didn't get that. Only the third turnover on Norwood. Mountain Grove basketball, they'll throw it in out front with Brady Anderson. He's on the wing to the corner now. Lob out to the right point. Estes with it. At the point, Eli Golden. Right elbow, open, Estes, jump shot, back iron, no good. Man, Mountain Grove has not scored in a while. Up the right sideline, all the way to the hole. They don't stop the ball, and it's a driving layup by Cooper Vaughn. Vaughn has 9 points now. Front court underneath. Good diagonal pass. Layup is good. Mountain Grove gets on the board with J.P. Dickey. Now in the left corner, here's a three, no good. Over the corner of the backboard, it'll be a dead ball. It'll be Mountain Grove basketball. Panthers will play it in. And another ball taken away. Drake, inside, give and go. Gets trapped underneath, feeds it back. Bradshaw has it to the right corner. Mountain Grove not putting much pressure at all on the basketball. Because these guards from Norwood, they'll go right around you if you're not careful. Bradshaw out, left side, Cooper Vaughn has it to the left corner. Wide open. Three, good. Noah Drake. Well, they've made a bunch of them so far. Timeout, Mountain Grove. 3:42 to go in the first half, and Norwood has exploded in the second quarter and outscored Mountain Grove 19-4. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic on the Fox.
First Paint and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top-quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
We're at the 3:42 mark of the first half. At the end of the first quarter, Norwood had a 19-16 lead. And they have outscored Mountain Grove in the first half of this quarter, 19-4. Thus, they have an 18-point lead. Gardner up the right side gets bumped, gets double-teamed, whistle, travel with the basketball. Over the long course of a game, Norwood can make it very uncomfortable. They can make it really frustrating on, well, both ends of the floor for that matter, but defensively too. Cooper Vaughn dribbles in. He lost the basketball, and there's a fifth turnover on Norwood. Estep up ahead, gets it into the middle, driving layup, shot up. Good. Foul on the play, and the basket should count. It does. Brody Emery with his third field goal. He'll get a free throw to go with this one. First foul call on Cooper Vaughn. Free throw, no good. Lost out of bounds by Norwood. So it could be possibly even a 5-point play. 38-22. Here's the inbound to right point. Gardner with a three, way short. Be a tie-up for the basketball, and let's see who gets it. Looks like it'll be Norwood basketball. Front court, Pirates get it down inside. Bradshaw, double team, up inside, off the board, good. Bradshaw, who goes about 6'4", 6'5", with his first basket. Front court, inside, here's a drive, layup, up and good by Brody Emery. Emery got open in the lane and got the pass and finished 40-24. Norwood can score some points. Here's a ball thrown to the back court. Pass behind. They tried to throw it to Noah Drake, and he was looking down the floor the opposite direction, and the ball went out. Well, it did just go over the timeline. That's all it took, as it was touched by the Pirates. In the middle, here's a drive. Ball blocked on the shot by Brody Emery again. This time, he'll go to the line and shoot two for Mountain Grove. Foul is on Cooper Vaughn, his second. And the shooter, again, will be Brody Emery, who is 0 for 3 from the line, and now he's 0 for 4. Brody Emery, who tonight has 8 points, trying to connect for the first time on his fifth attempt from the line, and it's good. 40-25, and here come the Pirates. At the point, wide open. Carter Kelly, three, no good. Ball will be tipped out of bounds by Mountain Grove. It'll stay with Norwood. 2:21 to go in the first half. The Norwood Pirates scored 19 in the first quarter. That's a really good quarter. They scored 21 here in the second, and they're not done. Step through, and here's a ball turned over by Peyton McDerris. Take it away now at the other end. Here's a drive. Up and good by Brody Emery. Emery cuts that lead down to 13, 20-27. 20 points in a quarter is an excellent quarter in high school basketball. And here's another steal. Peterson the other way, left hand layup, it's good. Sam Peterson makes it 40-29. And out the other end, left corner, open shot. Three is no good. And Pirates had it, lost it, picked up by Mountain Grove. They'll bring it down. And here's a shot up, no good. A foul be called. And Cale Gardner tweaked an ankle as he went down to the floor. And let's see if that's going to be on Andrew Bradshaw. That'll be his first. And with 1:29 to go, neither team's in the bonus. They're going to take Cale Gardner out of the ball game with a bum right ankle. So if things hold true, let's see if Brody Emery can get open here, pass to the low block. They'll pass to the corner, Estep with a jump shot, no good, weak side rebound by Noah Drake, loose basketball, taken away though by Mountain Grove. Down the key all the way, driving layup, thrown up in the air, no good, ball tipped out of bounds, saved by, out of bounds off Mountain Grove. Pirate basketball with 1:12 to go in the half. Well, Mountain Grove has made a substantial little run here, and they've cut this lead down to 11. 1:07 to play, first half. Norwood will open their offense from the jaws of the Panther at midcourt. Over on the right side, popping out with it is Noah Drake in the right corner. Carter Kelly to Drake. Drake on the left side to the corner. They get it over there and move it back out quickly. 43 on the clock in the first half. Noah Drake dribbles left, back to the right side. Moving outside, Carter Kelly has it. And 32 seconds, we may play for one. Down the baseline, Drake trapped underneath, gets a pass across. They save it, nearly threw it out of bounds. Carter Kelly, far side in the corner. No shot, they pull it back. Pierce Lawson in the ball game now for the Norwood Pirates. 10 seconds, they're playing for one now. Over a high screen, Noah Drake, give and go pass, stolen away by Emery. Long up the floor, good pass, good catch, layup is no good, put back at the horn, it's good. Big play that time for Mountain Grove by Eli Golden. Got that ball off the glass before the horn, and we've made it to halftime. Halftime score, 40-31. Norwood leads Mountain Grove. Back in 2 minutes on the Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
See Agent Stephen Gunn, 9807 East 20th Street, Mountain Grove, or call 417-926-4900.
Ready to build your barn dominium? Need a pole barn? Or want to change the siding or roof on your current structure? Gunter Construction can help you with all your construction needs. With over 25 years of experience, specializing in wood and frame construction and metal siding, Gunter Construction will use their knowledge to get you the building you want and deserve. Give Gunter Construction a call at 417-464-0492 for your next project. Gunter Construction is proud to be a sponsor of the Norwood Pirates.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
We're at halftime, and the score in game three of the tournament, game one here tonight, the Norwood Pirates with a 40-31 lead against the home-standing Mountain Grove Panthers. Scoring from the first half for the Norwood Pirates, they've got pretty good balance as they usually do. The scoring went like this. 8 points for Cooper Vaughn, 8 for Peyton McDerris, 6 for Noah Drake, Carter Kelly had 8, 2 for Gunnar Bradshaw, 1 for Gary Williams, and 5 for Andrew Bradshaw. For Mountain Grove, Brody Emery had 11, Cale Gardner had 6, Aiden Estep had 4, Eli Golden had 4, Sam Peterson had 4, and J.P. Dickey had 2. In the first quarter, it was Mountain Grove turning the ball over. In the second quarter, in the last 4 minutes, certainly it was Norwood turning the ball over. Norwood had 7 second-quarter turnovers. They've got 9, and that's one more than Mountain Grove. We're at halftime of Game 1 tonight. Norwood leading Mountain Grove, 40-31. All games from the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic is being brought to you here on the Fox, and we'll have more for Mountain Grove coming up in 2 minutes on the Fox.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Ready to build your barn dominium? Need a pole barn? Or want to change the siding or roof on your current structure? Gunter Construction can help you with all your construction needs. With over 25 years of experience, specializing in wood and frame construction and metal siding, Gunter Construction will use their knowledge to get you the building you want and deserve. Give Gunter Construction a call at 417-464-0492 for your next project. Gunter Construction is proud to be a sponsor of the Norwood Pirates.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville, is proud to be a sponsor of Hartville Eagle Basketball. At Arnold Trucking and Excavating, they value each customer and work hard to make sure the job is done correctly and efficiently. Call them at 417-718-2206 to see how they can help with all of your hauling and dirt work needs. Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville. Go Eagles!
Well, Hartville will have the night off tonight, but we'll have them on the radio on Thursday night. Scheduled tonight has this game followed by West Plains and Marshfield. On Thursday night, tournament play will continue when the Norwood Pirates will play the Liberty Eagles. That'll be a 6 o'clock start, and 7:30 game will be West Plains against Hartville. That'll be a real good night to come and watch basketball here. Now, this is also a junior varsity tournament. These games are being played at the old gym here in Mountain Grove. Tonight, West Plains and Marshfield JV are playing right now. Norwood and Mountain Grove JV playing the second game. They just flip-flop things. 40-31 is the score here at the break. To start the second half, no substantial foul trouble for either team. Norwood has Cooper Vaughn and Gary Williams each for two fouls. Destin Unger and Sam Peterson have two each for Mountain Grove. But it's been just as obvious as the nose on your face that so far in this game, in the period where the team has forced turnovers, they've done very well. When Mountain Grove was turning the ball over in the first quarter, Norwood was able to stretch their lead out a little bit. But then in the second quarter, after Norwood got the lead out to about 18 points, Mountain Grove kind of put it together, started forcing turnovers from Norwood, and here at the half, that's where we're at. 9-point game, 40-31. The second half is 2 minutes away on the Fox 96.9.
To know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
Dan in the Weather Center taking a look at the 10-day forecast, and things are going to be staying pretty warm over the next week. We're going to see a low tonight of 38 degrees, tomorrow high of 62 with a low of 43. Bit of rain is a possibility on Wednesday, but very unlikely, especially when you compare it to Thursday's chances, pretty much 100%. High of 53 that day with a low of 47. More online at OzarkRadioNews.com.
The Grove Family Restaurant is proud to sponsor the Mountain Grove Panthers. Come and enjoy good old home cooking for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast is served all day, as well as daily specials and fish fry Fridays. Open Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9, and Sunday, 6 to 3. For great service and food, visit the Grove Family Restaurant at 2130 Main Street in Mountain Grove.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The Norwood Pirates lead the game 40-31. They're the first ones on the floor to start the second half. And it would appear to be Mountain Grove basketball to start things here. And here we go. Mountain Grove and Norwood, they start starting five and started the ball game. Brody Emery at midcourt, ball stolen, taken away by McDerris. Two-on-two break all the way. Hang, shoots, and missed it. Putback shot up, no good. Rebound Mountain Grove with Cale Gardner. Well, they turned him over quick, but couldn't convert. Had a couple of cracks at it. Norwood did. Estep at the point. Gardner drives in, steps through, puts it off the board, and good. Cale Gardner has eight. Long pass up the floor. Catch by Drake underneath. Double team on him. Ball tipped away. Stolen away by Gardner. And now stolen back. McDerris takes it all the way. Lays it up and good. Foul the play and the basket count. Peyton McDerris with the bucket. Plus one. First foul call on Cale Gardner for Mountain Grove. Mountain Grove has a real issue, again, like so many other teams do. Free throw no good. Way off the mark by McDerris. Rebound passes. 42-33. Mountain Grove basketball moving right to left. And a travel out front. But Mountain Grove has an issue at the offensive end in particular with the quickness of Norwood's guards. They can make it really hard. At the point, Bradshaw to the right corner. Lean in, shot, board good by Cooper Vaughn. They've got so many good players on this team. Here's a pull up from 10 feet. Jump shot. Spins around the rim and comes off Cooper Vaughn for Norwood. Norwood team, you can take a kid off this team, make any team better. In the right corner, open shot. Noah Drake for three is no good. Bradshaw rebounds. He puts it up. He can't get it to go. Unger with a rebound now for Groveville. Baseball pass it out. 3-on-2 break all the way. Feet across and a foul. Will be against Norwood. Stop the clock. 6:16 here in quarter three. Broadcasting from the mezzanine, sometimes it's hard to see who the foul is on. Carter Kelly with his second. Inbound, cut to the basket, underneath. Gardner goes up and scores. He was trapped in just a desperation lean out away from the basket and flipped it up there and it went in. Noah Drake drives through, puts it off the glass too hard. Rebound by Bradshaw, no good. Rebound to Mountain Grove. Up the right side, Gardner has it. Back to Peterson. He steps through, ball lost. Slapped away, picked up by Norwood. Right corner, open three. McDerris, that's an air ball. And picked up by the Panthers. In the left corner, Peterson fakes the shot. Back out to the point, ball nearly lost. Estep has it. He's guarded by Carter Kelly on the left side. Peterson back to the point. Estep. Double team in the corner. Nearly stolen. And a reach-in foul will be called on Norwood. No. We'll get a turnover, evidently. Unger stepped out of bounds when they were fighting for the basketball in the far corner. So timeout. It'll be Norwood ball, 5:18 to go, third quarter, 44-35. Pirates with the lead, and you are listening to the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic on the Fox.
Oak Star Bank is a proud supporter of the Panther Classic. Our Mountain Grove team members live and work right here in Wright and Texas counties. We're bursting with Panther pride and committed to serving our community. Drop by our local Mountain Grove branch, say hi to your neighbors, and explore Oak Star's variety of financial services and solutions. From home loans to hoops, we're excited to help make your dreams come true. Go Panthers! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Grove Pet Supply is a family-owned and operated business bringing quality pet foods to the area at a competitive price. Their dog and cat foods are from Nutrisource, Sport Mix, ProPak, and more. They carry Zupreme for birds and KT for small pets. You'll find a variety of toys and treats, collars and leashes from Lupine, as well as Coastal for hunting enthusiasts. Call them at 417-349-3488. Drop by and see them at 8401 Outer Road, Mountain Grove, or find them on Facebook at Grove Pet Supply.
As we return to play, it's Norwood ball. They lead 44-35, quarter three here in Mountain Grove. Down the left side, McDerris goes all the way, lays it high off the board. Good. Foul in the play. The basket counts. But one of the characteristics of really good basketball teams, and Norwood 16-1, they're really good, defending state champ. One of the defining characteristics a lot of the time is really good teams have players that when you really need a basket, they can go get it. Here's a free throw, no good by McDerris, picked up by Grove, back quickly. Gardner in the right corner, at the point, down the key. They'll feed it back in the lane, back on the left wing. Ball lost by Emery, stolen, Norwood comes away with it. Baseline, McDerris, step through, kick it out on the left side. Open shot, Carter Kelly, three, good. 49-35, 14-point game. Cutting to the basket, down the lane. Shot off the board, no good. Good cut that time by Cale Gardner. But he got fouled, he'll shoot two. 4:29 left in the third. Peyton McDerris picks up his second foul for Norwood. and thus two free throws. First try, good. Kale Gardner now with 11 points. He'll get one more try here. 13-point game, and no good. Rims off, picked up by Cooper Vaughn for Norwood. And now the Panthers go to a full-court press. Up the left side, Carter Kelly. Double team bounces over to McDerris. Gets in the lane, jab step, goes up off the board, won't fall. Ball tipped out long, picked up by Cale Gardner. Back up Mountain Grove. He'll take it all the way in. Goes up, and no good, but he got fouled on the shot. And he'll shoot two. It looks like Noah Drake will pick up his second foul there. And it is Noah Drake. They have four players with two fouls. But no serious foul trouble right now. Kale Gardner from Mountain Grove at the line. First try, good. Noah Drake goes out for Norwood. And they'll get Pierce Lawson in the ballgame for the Pirates. Next free throw, also good. 49-38. Mountain Grove just kind of hanging in there a little bit. Right elbow, cross-court pass in the corner. Back outside, McDerris has it. Panthers straight man-to-man now. McDerris to the right sideline. Gary Williams in the ballgame now for Norwood. Left point down the key all the way. McDerris forces up the shot on the drive. No good. Rebound is going to be fought for and tied up on the floor. It'll be a jump ball, and it will be Mountain Grove basketball. And so with that, Andrew Bradshaw checks back in for the Pirates. Mountain Grove has subbed some. They subbed more in the first half. They have hardly subbed at all here in the third. 3:27 and counting, 49-38. Pirates lead the Panthers. Estep to the right point. Peterson back to Estep on the left side. They'll move it over now. Emery drives in and goes up. Block. Ooh, yeah. Blocking foul. I thought he was going to call that a charge at the last second. And Gary Williams will pick up foul number three. So that will put Emery on the free throw line, where he has had mixed results tonight. First try, no good. Mixed results in that he has shot six and made one. But he'll get another crack at it. Could make it a 10-point game. Here it is, and short. And we'll get a whistle and a foul call on the rebound on the missed free throw. Kale Gardner will get his second foul for Mountain Grove. Norwood ball in the backcourt. In the middle up the right side. Now circling out is Andrew Bradshaw. At the point, Carter Kelly not open. They kick it to the right corner. Open shot for a three is good. Pierce Lawson. He makes the three. They've made a bunch of them. In the right corner, Peterson for Grove. No good. Rebound slapped out of bounds by Norwood. It'll be Mountain Grove ball with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Norwood has made 9 threes so far. Inbound play. Back it goes. He'll hand it off Estep, driving down the lane with the left hand. Up and good off the glass. Nice move by Aiden Estep, who has 6. The Panthers, on the other hand, have not made a single three. So they've been outscored from the three-point line, 27 to nothing. Here's the ball tipped away out front, but taken back in by Carter Kelly. Front court. Lawson over on the right side. Hook pass down low. Ball plucked from behind. Shot back up and again and good. That time by Gunnar Bradshaw, who has four. 54-40. Baseline move by Peterson. Nice job. Goes up. Got a shot blocked, though, by Bradshaw. And it's now taken back away. And now up the floor. Peterson catches. Pump fake. Goes up and good. But no, before the shot, they'll call that foul. .144 to go in the third quarter. 54-40. Norwood, 14-point lead. Third foul call on Cooper Vaughn for Norwood. Now, first free throw here is good by Sam Peterson. And he'll get one more. Peyton McDerris is back in the ball game for the Norwood Pirates. One more try. Sam Peterson. Try is good. And again, they've cut it back to 12. 54-42. Up the left side. Front court to the corner. Pierce. Flossett. To the low block. To the right wing. Open shot. Wide open for a three. No good. And fight for the rebound comes to Norwood. Bradshaw to the far left corner. There's another three shot, and that's good. Pierce Lofton. Tenth three of the ball game for the Pirates. At the point, here's a three. That's no good, but the rebound comes along and taken by Eli Golden, who missed the shot but got the ball back. Headstep to the right point. Ball fake. Step back, Emery jump shot, no good. Rebound weak side taken by Pierce Lawson. Back come Norwood under a minute. Quarter number three, 57-42. Left corner, Lawson has it with 45 seconds. McDerris on the left wing has the screen, doesn't use it. Now they'll kick it to the far right corner. Bradshaw moves it out to the baseline. Spinning to the middle. McDerris trapped underneath. Fell. Got pushed down. And that foul will be the fourth team foul, so no free throws here. That's on Cale Gardner. That'll be his third. Three subs coming in for Mountain Grove. Included among them Brady Anderson. For Horning is in the ball game. Inbound for Norwood in the corner. Bounce pass McDerris back out on the wing to the point. Drake drives in, right left hand scoop shot is good. Noah Drake with a wonderful move. He has 18 seconds left in the quarter. 59-42. Brady Emery drives in between the D, goes up, travel with the basketball. Turnover against Mountain Grove is their 14th. Of the ball game. Norwood got 10. 59-42, 7 seconds to go in the half. Front court. Drake down the key. All the way. Unencumbered layup is good. And that is the end of quarter number three with a score. Norwood 61, Mountain Grove 42. Back in a minute on the Fox 96.9.
Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on soul.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
See Agent Stephen Gum, 9807 East 20th Street, Mountain Grove, or call 417-926-4900.
8 more minutes to play in this game. The top-ranked Norwood Pirates on their way to, if they can hold a 19-point lead, to their 17th win of the season. Mountain Grove will give it what they got here to see how close they can make this. Fourth quarter underway. Noah Drake for Norwood. Right point, Nate McDerris has it. He'll dribble out to the left, be cut off and double-teamed. Now ball knocked away from him, picked up. They get it to the left corner. Here's Carter Kelly all the way in. Puts it up high off the board and good. Now down the key the other way. Ball knocked away. Loose basketball picked up by Mountain Grove, and they'll control. And now a whistle away from the basketball. Andrew Bradshaw, by the way, gets credit for that last basket for Norwood, and a foul is called against the Pirates. Cooper Vaughn, if that be on him. No, it's on Noah Drake. That's his third. Grody Emery in the front court for Mountain Grove in the corner. Eli Golden out to Emery. He holds, bounce pass across at the right point. Three ball by Golden, no good. And a reach-in foul on Eli Golden will be his second on the rebound. So the Pirates, who have just one turnover here in the second half, and the basketball in the left corners. Noah Drake, Peyton McDerris, Cooper Vaughn. That's a pretty good threesome. Plus Carter Kelly out there bombing threes. Down the key. Hook pass to the far corner. Here's an open shot for a three by someone else. That's Pierce Lawson. Now back the other way. Here's a drive and Eli Golden. Goes up, gets some body contact, got fouled. He'll shoot two with 6:30 to play. That's Cooper Vaughn, and it is. That'll be his fourth. At the line, Eli Golden, first try. No good. Good. One out of two for Eli Golden, who has 5 points tonight for Mountain Grove. Now down by 23. Drake on the right side. McDerris in the left corner. They get the ball there to Pierce Lawson. To the right corner, McDerris. They're in no rush. In the corner, the pass up a shot. Drake out front, slapped away, picked back up, though, no look pass inside. McDerris laid it up, blocked away. Great play that time by Cale Gardner from Mountain Grove. Long pass up the floor, step through, right hand shot off back iron and good by Brody Emery. Brody's had a nice game tonight. He's got 9 in the right corner. McDerris for Norwood. Down the key, lean-in shot, blocked, slapped loose, picked up finally by Mountain Grove, and here they come back with it. Down by 21, bounce pass across underneath, ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Norwood. It'll be Grove ball with 5:26 to play, 66-45. And in a game like this, one thing that you look for is to see how the team that's behind, in this case Mountain Grove down by 21. You notice how hard they're playing. They are still playing hard. Back door inbound pass. Great feed. Peterson with a layup. It's good. 8 points for Sam Peterson tonight for Mountain Grove. Fall away by Noah Drake on the baseline. His shot won't fall. And a double dribble or a travel. Timeout. Timeout Norwood. Timeout Pirates. 5:11 to play in the ballgame. It's Norwood leading the game 66-47. You're listening to the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic on the Fox.
Ready to build your barn dominium? Need a pole barn? Or want to change the siding or roof on your current structure? Gunter Construction can help you with all your construction needs with over 25 years of experience. Specializing in wood and frame construction and metal siding, Gunter Construction will use their knowledge to get you the building you want and deserve. Give Gunter Construction a call at 417-464-0492 for your next project. Gunter Construction is proud to be a sponsor of the Norwood Pirates.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
And we are back to play Norwood with another three, and that is knocked down from the right side by Pierce Lawson, who has made four threes here in the second half. Now at the other end, here's a shot up, partially blocked by Bradshaw for the Pirates. Now Noah Drake, cross-court pass over to Peyton McNair. 69-47. Norwood has pulled away. They move it to the right wing to Cooper Vaughn to the corner. Gunner Bradshaw. There's a basketball name for you. On the right side, McDerris, high screen, goes right. Passes across. Now on the left corner, Noah Drake. Low block, turn, high off the board, no good, but a foul will be called. Pierce Lawson, I believe, will be the free throw shooter here. And it will be him. Fifth foul on Eli Golden. So he fouls out of the ball game with 5 points. Brady Anderson will check in for him for Mountain Grove. First free throw try is good. Pierce Lawson. He is a junior. They're all seniors and juniors on this team. He's got 13. He's got 14. They've got three kids that shoot left-handed on this basketball team. That's crazy. Underneath, good pass under. Here's a shot off the board. Anderson misses, puts it back up, and good. Brady Anderson. His first basket, 71-49. Peyton McDerris to the left corner. Cooper Vaughn out to the point. Norwood, didn't matter the score, they're going to run their stuff. They're going to move it. Great, with a three at the left point, short. Ball comes off into the hands of Brody Emery. Front court, he'll take it all the way in, leans in, shoots. No good, but a foul will be called. 3:22 to play. That'll be a blocking foul on Gary Williams. That'll be his fourth. Brody Emery to shoot free throws for Mountain Grove. First one is good. One more try. It's up, and it is good. 71-51. Cooper Vaughn dribbles over the timeline. Norwood with now on the left side. Pass across to Lawson. Now back to the right wing. Vaughn looks inside, not open. They'll move it. To the left wing. To the corner. Williams, they'll move it back to the right side. Cooper Vaughn, out front. Pulls it back with 2:53 to go. Knocked away out front. It is stolen. but up inside, good, foul the play, basket counts. Cale Gardner with a tremendous effort. Gets a steal and the bucket and drew the foul to the other end. That's only that foul is on Vaughn, I believe. That'll be his, and it will be his fifth foul. Cooper Vaughn fouls out of the ball game for Norwood with 11 points. And so, 3-point play attempt now for Cale Gardner is good. Penalty 1-54. Out front, McDerris to the right corner. Pierce lost it. And now we'll get a blocking, no, a holding foul call against Mountain Grove. And that'll be on Aiden Estep. That is bound to be the 1-1 by now. Not what the scoreboard says. Only the third foul, actually, on Mountain Grove in this quarter. 2:20 to play. McDerris moves it across. Noah Drake. Out to the point. They'll move it across. Lawson pulls it back a little bit. Now puts it on the deck. Left baseline. Cross court pass underneath. Layup off the side iron. No good. Rebound put back by Williams. No good. Jump ball call. It'll be Mountain Grove basketball. 1:54 to go. We'll take about a 15-minute break between games. West Plains and Marshfield will follow this contest. Mountain Grove on offense. Inside, Brody Anderson puts up a little baby hook shot. No good. Rebound to Norwood. 71-54. Pirates up big. Noah Drake on the side. Tries to dribble through, lost the basketball, turned it over. Third this half, down the key, all the way, right-hand shot off the board. Good. Cale Gardner, and the timeout will be called by Mountain Grove. 1:22 to play in the fourth. 71-56, Norwood with the lead. 1:22 to play, and you are listening to the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic on the Fox. It's only a 30-second break, so with that opportunity, I'll take the opportunity again to mention our sponsors for the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic include Grove Family Restaurant, State Farm Agent Stephen Gum, State Farm Agent Stephen Gum, and S&M Butcher Shop are our corporate sponsors for the event this week. Grove Pet Supply, along with Oak Star Bank sponsoring, along with Arnold Trucking and Excavating, Shelter Insurance, Ryan Wynn, and Gunter Construction out of Norwood. Here we go, back to play. Norwood with the basketball. 15-point lead. They cross the timeline with Peyton McDerris. So if you get in a tight game against Norwood late, you're in big trouble. Their guard play is as good as anybody's. Out front, ball knocked away, nearly stolen, picked up by Norwood. We'll have a foul call. Estep bumping into Noah Drake, stopping the clock with 49 seconds to play. And that is the third foul call on Aiden Estep. No free throws yet. Throw it to the backcourt. And Norwood will bring it up. This one is just about over. Carter Kelly in the front court. At the right point. Bounce pass out to the point. On the right wing. No reason to foul, really. 30 seconds to go. You go for the steal, though. Ball tipped down the corner. Norwood, they're not looking to score. They're going to hold it and run the clock out. Noah Drake to the right point. Peyton McDerris. 14 seconds left. And that will be the ball game. Looks like Panthers are just going to let it run out. And the final score is going to be Norwood 71, Mountain Grove 56. And we're back in a minute to recap on the Fox 96.9.
Oak Star Bank is a proud supporter of the Panther Classic. Our Mountain Grove team members live and work right here in Wright and Texas counties. We're bursting with Panther pride and committed to serving our community. Drop by our local Mountain Grove branch, say hi to your neighbors, and explore Oak Star's variety of financial services and solutions. From home loans to hoops, we're excited to help make your dreams come true. Go Panthers! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Final score in this ball game is Norwood 71, Mountain Grove 56. And Mountain Grove got Norwood tonight. And when I say that, I'm talking about the scoring column. This is what Norwood does to people. Their leading scorer was Pierce Lawson off the bench. He had 14 points. And when you look at their point totals right down the line, it's really impressive. This is just great team basketball. 14, 11, 12, 10, 11, 7, 4, 1. That's what they do to people, and it's hard to stop. Pierce Lawson had 14 to lead Norwood. Peyton McDerris had 12. Cooper Vaughn and Carter Kelly had 11. Noah Drake had 10. Andrew Bradshaw had 7. Gunnar Bradshaw had 4 and 1 point for Gary Williams. Mountain Grove leading the way with 16 was Cale Gardner. Brody Emery had 15 tonight, 8 for Sam Peterson, 5 points for Eli Golden, and Andrew, did I mention Andrew Estep had 6? I should have. But 2 points apiece for Brady Anderson and J.P. Dickey. Turnovers were a big story. 15 for Mountain Grove, 12 for Norwood, but it seemed like Mountain Grove came in bunches, and that's where that lead really grew. 71-56 is the final. Norwood will play again here on Thursday night against the Liberty Eagles. That'll be at 6 Thursday, and it'll be here on the Fox. Meanwhile, coming back in about 10 minutes for game number 2 tonight. West Plains going up against Marshfield, and we'll break for just a while and come back with game 2 from the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic on the Fox, 96.9.
Today's hit music. 96.9 The Fox. KUPA.